Connor Florio is believed to be the smallest baby in the United States ever to survive outside the womb.
This baby was born at 26 weeks gestational age, but he had the weight of a 20-week baby with only 310 grams or 11 ounces.
Neonatologist Dr. Dennis Davidson, chief of the infant and toddler unit at Blythedale Children's Hospital, oversaw Connor's care.
He required ventilatory support for about 70 days.
The tube was the size of a coffee straw. Mom Jamie.
To me, he just looked like a normal baby. I guess I kind of saw past the size and the wires and everything. To me, he just looked like a normal baby, just very small.
The Florio spent 9 months in the hospital. There were several setbacks, but there were also some laughs. Mom and Dad John liked to dress him up.
I think it started with Halloween, and he was too small for any costumes in the NICU, so we went to Build-A-Bear, and we got some costumes for him there, and they fit him perfectly, and it was so much fun.
Big.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. We dressed him up as Superman and a doctor.
Connor finally left Blythedale Children's Hospital April 8th, weighing nearly 11 pounds.
We're leaving with a really healthy child, which I didn't know was going to be possible. So I'm just really grateful and relieved.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.